say love
without end,
unconditional love without end.
never live to worship you. Every hand, every voice, just tell him, my purpose is to worship you. My purpose is to give you praise. Glory, glory, and honor and majesty. We magnify you, Lord. We bless your name. Praise God. In the midst of the praise and the worship, I want Brother Smith to come, and I really have appreciated so very much his ministry this weekend and the wonderful giftedness that he has in helping people to stand in a place of faith and receive from God. It's going to be that way in the house tonight. Turn to your neighbor and tell him there's a miracle in the house tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God.
Is in this place I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see the Lord is Lift our hands one time. Let's lift our hands. Let's sing it together. Come on. I'm telling you, Jesus is in this house. I feel you, God. I feel your power, Lord. I feel your presence, God. I feel your anointing, Lord. I feel you, Lord. I can hear the brush. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
The Holy Ghost is so strong in this place right here. I feel His power and I feel His presence. I'm here to tell you that in this house, that whatever you want God to do, He'll abundantly satisfy today. The power of God is so strong in this house that whatever you begin to believe and you begin to speak, I'm telling you, God can let it begin to come to pass right now. The presence of God is so strong in this house, I'm telling you, there's nothing that can come against us. There's nothing that's going to defeat us in this house. I'm here to tell every person in this house that if you'll get it in your mind and say, God, I'm not leaving here today the same way that I came, but God, I'm wanting you to take care of every need and every circumstance. I promise you, whatever you ask God to do here tonight, God is going to open the floodgates of heaven. I'm here to serve notice on the devil. He will not overcome. He's already been defeated. I said he's already been defeated. He might as well find another place to go because he has no place in this house. He's already been defeated. My, my. My, my. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Now we done worship him in the singing and we done worship him in giving and we're about to worship him now in the word. I'm not going to preach a long time, I promise you, but I'm going to give you what I know the Lord gave me this evening. I'm going to just give it to you, and then I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to let God do what He does best, and that's touch lives. If you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, congratulations, tonight is your night. If you need a miracle in this house, if you need a deliverance in this house, the problem solver, the soul satisfier, the body healer, the way maker. His name is Jesus Christ. He's in this house. I'm here to tell you that God is about to open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain in here. I'm not talking about a physical rain, but I'm talking about a Holy Ghost rain. We better get ready because God is about to bless every person in this house. If you want your blessing, you're going to get it. If you want your miracle, you're going to get it. My, my, my. It's about to happen in this place. I feel the Holy Ghost. One part of me says, just step off and bring everybody to the front. Another part of me says, you better preach it a little better. People are going to just think something bad about you. But I can tell here you can do just whatever because you're going to flow in the Holy Ghost. You just going to do it. My, my. Jesus. You know, I'm just going to be myself. I'm just going to have fun. As we was worshiping and praising God,
I begin to see that there's a point in the ministry that the Lord has given me, that when I begin to feel things in my hands, I know that there's miracle angels in the house. And as we were worshiping and as we was praising God, I begin to feel that feeling begin to come from my hands right here to my elbows. And I want to just jump up and tell the bishop, my God, there's angels in the house. But I know what people say, well, I don't really see them, but I'm telling you they're here. You see, I know they're here because we done called them here. We done commissioned them into this house. I'm here to tell somebody, you better get it in your mind that God is about to bless you if you want it. God is about to touch you. I'm here to tell somebody, God's about to free your mind in this house because the devil is a liar and a deceiver. I'm taking dominion over the things that try to torment your mind. I'm taking dominion over the devil. I'm taking dominion over things that he tries to come against. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to stand for it. I done told the devil the other day, you're not going to mess with my family. You're not going to mess with my finances. You know what? I hear a lot of people talk about the devil, but I've done something a little crazy the other day. I got out of bed and I told the devil, I said, I don't know where you at, but wherever you at, I want you come right here because I got something to tell you. I'm tired of you coming against me. I'm tired of you trying to beat me down. I'm tired of you trying to mess with my kids. I'm tired of you trying to mess with my mama and my daddy. I want you come right here because I got something I got to tell you. I'm telling you, ain't no sense in being scared of the devil. The devil ain't got no power. The devil ain't got nothing on you. If you've been washed, you've been sanctified, you've been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, blood bought. I'm here to tell you in this house that you got power over the devil. I'm talking about you got power to look at that devil and say, I'm not standing for it. I'm sending you back to where you belong. If you're in this house here today and you think that everything's all right, you know, I used to be an associate pastor for a while. I don't think I've done a real good job at it. They just gave me the title because I was the longest one there. But anyway, I used to figure out people would come by me, and I'd say, how you doing? And they'd say, oh, awesome, Brother Smith, everything's fine. And I'd get away from them, and I'd say, get them, Lord, you know they lying. But then I'd go by other folk, and I'd say, how you doing? They'd say, Brother Smith, I'm telling you now, it's been something today. It's just been, I say, whoa, wait a minute. I said, everything's going to be all right. I've done that for a couple reasons. Number one, I had enough problems of my own. I didn't need to hear nobody else's problems. But I was trying to be nice. But I learned something about through that. That, you know, folks that think they got it all together and they ain't never having no problems in those situations, you see, that's because the devil done got them and they don't know that the devil done got them. Because the devil don't mess with people that he already has. But as long as there's always something coming against you, as long as there's always something nudging you, as long as there's always something that's always trying to come up on your finances or up on your marriage, up on your relationship or your job, I got great news for you. You're going to be all right because that means the devil ain't got you yet. So if you got problems in this house, you ought to be shouting. If you got things coming against you, you ought to be praising him. If you got things that just keep coming up in your life, you ought to out shout your doubt and say, I'm not standing for it. I'm not backing down. I'm not backing away. I'm not sitting down. I'm not going to be detoured. I'm not going to be delayed, but I'm going to out shout my doubt. I'm here to tell somebody in this house, God is about to bless. God is about to pour out his spirit. God, hey, I'm telling you now, New Life, you ain't seen nothing yet. We done seen 20-something get the Holy Ghost, but that 100 is coming. That 100 is around the corner. I prophesy. Hey!
soul catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire. Well, I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burn with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Well, I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire. Well, I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burn with the Holy Ghost. That Bible said, let every soul be subject unto a higher power. For there is no power but of God, and the power that is ordained of God. He said, whoso therefore ever resists the ordinance and the power of God shall receive it in themselves damnation. But he said, but now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we could ever believe. We got to get it in our mind that God's about to do something. We got to get it in our mind that God wants to bless us. We got to get it in our mind that God wants to pour out his blessing. We got to get it in our mind that we are blessed and highly favored. We got to get it in our mind that when the devil comes our way, he has no power. We got to get it in our mind because the Bible said, behold, I'll hide you under the shadows of my wings. And when your enemy and your foe, they come to eat up your flesh, they will stumble and they will fall. I'm here to tell somebody, the devil ain't got no business in here. He's not gonna overcome us because we are overcomers by the word of our testimony and by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell somebody, you about to receive your blessing. You about to receive your miracle. You about to receive your deliverance. Some of you, your husband is about to come back. Your wife is about to come on now, about to come in here. Your kids are about to be saved. I'm going to prophesy to you right now. This building ain't big enough for what God's going to do. I said this building ain't big enough for what God has for you. What kind of church is this? Sanctified church? My, 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 my. What you need to do is get it in your mind. Some of you need to start speaking what you want God to do. You ain't got to wait on somebody else. All you got to do is open your mouth and say, I believe, I prophesy. I'm here to tell you, get it in your mind. I was in a church a few months ago, and we got the prophesying in there, Bishop. You know, a lot of people say, well, I won't prophesy, but I ain't the bishop. I won't prophesy, but I ain't the Sunday school teacher. You know, I want to prophesy, but I ain't the bus, you know, captain. I'm not in the ministry. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you got to be in the ministry to prophesy. What he said was, he said, having then gifts different according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of our faith. See, what God was saying was, is that if you got a little bit of faith, you can prophesy. If you got a little bit inside of you, you can look at your mountain and say, remove hence to yonder place, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. See, what some of us need to do, we need to put some feet on our faith. All of my life I'd heard about Peter walking on the water. Peter walking on the water. The more I studied it, I figured out Peter didn't walk on the water. I'll prove it to you. There in the boat and all his buddies, and he looks out there, he said, you fellas think that Jesus out there? They say, uh-huh. It looked like him. He said, you really think that's him out there? They say, uh-huh. Sure looked like him. He said, He said, Lord, if that's you out there, won't you bid me to come? And the Lord said, come. See, Peter walked on the word. Uh-oh. God's telling you, you have not because you ask not. God said, you don't have it because you ain't asked me. I'm here to tell you, you need to step out and say, I I prophesy. You better get ready, get ready. I said you better get ready. I'm telling you right now, I don't care if you got to get up in the morning and get in front of that mirror and lie to yourself. Tell yourself in the morning, everything's going to be all right. I'm blessed and highly favored. I got God on my side. Ain't nothing going to come against me. I'm here to tell you got it. I said you got it. I said you got it down in your word. I said you got it down in your bosom. What you got to do is get it in your mind that you can say it. You got to get it in your mind that when you speak it, God hears every word that you say. Somebody was, oh man. What time we normally get out? I don't want to keep y'all too late. All right. I got to ask, you know, some folks are clock watchers. But I tell you, I was telling the Lord, I was telling God, I said, God, it was during Christmas time, and my bishop told me I needed to stay home. And I was thinking, well, but the way I make my living is not staying home. It's going out. And I kept thinking, you know what? So I'd go to the mailbox every day, and I'd prophesy to the mailbox. And my wife would look at me, and all my buddies were sending me pictures of their family for Christmas, on them Christmas cards. I'm thinking, why you won't send me a picture of your family? I just was with you. I saw, send me a check. Don't be sending me no picture. I mean, I had 100 pictures and no checks. I'm thinking in my mind, what's wrong with these people? Don't they know I'm an evangelist? So I'd be at the mailbox, Bishop, I was prophesying. My whole family would watch me. I'd get out there, I say, all right, God, I prophesy right now that when I open that joint up, that there's going to be something good in there. And I'd open it up and there'd be bills. And I'd come back and I'd lay them on the thing. My wife said, what you think? I said, God just picking on me. He just teasing me. It's coming. I said, he's just teasing me. Every once in a while, you see, there's three kind of storms in your life. Either you are going into a storm, or you in the middle of a storm, or you coming out of a storm. Because when you're trying to live for God, the devil's always coming in like a flood. When you're trying to do something for the kingdom of God, he's always trying to rock the boat. So I go to that mailbox and I prophesy. I'm staying home because Bishop told me to stay home. If your bishop tells you to do something, you better do it. Whether you think it's right or not, just do it. And if even if he's wrong, he's going to be right because he's the bishop. See, some folk ain't learned that yet. But anyway, had a little home missionary. I've been prophesying to that mailbox for 2 weeks. And when I leave there with all them bills, I just look at the Lord. I say, I know you're teasing me, but I ain't quitting. I ain't giving up. Tell you that right now. I say, I'm going to keep prophesying because I believe the word. The word said, I have not because I ask not. Jesus said he was going to take care of all your problems, take care of all your needs. You know, I learned something. You know, I wasn't real good in school. I was the only guy in first grade shaving. But anyway, I'm kidding. That was my dad. My dad quit school because they promoted him. He didn't graduate. They promoted him. You failed the same grade 4 times in Louisiana. They just send you on, made him mad. He said, I'm just quitting. He said, I wanted to do this thing by myself, but he couldn't. So anyway, I learned something about, any of you ever remember on Friday when it was time for test day and you got your test in your hand and you began to look at it and it wasn't near what you've been studying or you thought it wasn't what you were studying? Any of you remember that besides me? I knew I was in the right house. There you go. All right. And how many of you remember when you would raise your hand, the teacher with them big old honking glasses would look at you and go, shake her head. Any of you remember that during test time? She wouldn't come. And here I was, dyslexic. I was trying to get some help. I couldn't even read the dumb thing. I was just trying to figure out what it was saying. I knew I hadn't studied. That was a given. But if I knew what it was saying, I might could get one or two right. But I remember that, and I was in the middle of my little test time. And I was thinking in my mind, I'm saying, Lord, What in the world is going on? What's happening? Any of you ever asked the Lord, what you think you're doing to me? Besides, anybody ever ask you? Don't lie. Go on and put your hand up. All right, now you're telling the truth. And I'm telling you, Bishop, it came back to my memory about being in school. That woman with them big old honking glasses and me wanting to get a little answer, and she'd be back there going, shh. And all of a sudden it come to my memory. I'm thinking, here I am in the middle of a test with Jesus Christ, and I'm asking him, Lord, what do you think? Yeah, what's going on? And it just came to me. The teacher can't never talk when you're in the middle of a test. People say, well, the Lord done left me. He ain't hearing me. He's not hearing my cry. I've been talking to him, but he had. No. The deal is that you're in the middle of a test. And the teacher, Jesus Christ, can't talk when you're in the middle of a test. But when things start changing, that's a sign for you that your test is about over. And when your test is about over, then you got a testimony. You can say, God, I know. How many of you been in a test, but God is starting to release something? You've been saying, God, where you at? God, what's going on? I'm telling you right here, right now. So this home missionary called me. He said, Brother Smith, he said, I'm telling you, if I ever heard from God, I heard from God. He said, you got to be with me tomorrow night, Wednesday night. I said, I can't. He said, why? I said, Bishop told me stay home. He said, well, I know I heard from God. I said, well, I'm glad you did, but the bishop ain't called, so I don't know. I ain't going nowhere. He said, will you do me a favor? I said, yeah. He said, will you call the bishop and ask him? I said, I'll do it for you. So I called him. I said, Bishop, I said, they got a gentleman called me today and wants me to come. He said, son, you go. He said, and God's going to do something unusual. I said, oh, okay. So I get to my mailbox. I prophesy. I'm taking that unusual. I'll go straight to the mailbox. I mean, I'm like, hey. Hey, I said, hey, here come my blessing now. I open that joint up, and it ain't nothing but bills. I thought to myself, I said, boy, this is crazy here. I'll go to the house. My wife, she's just a giggling. She said, I said, get behind me, Satan. Don't even start that. That's a good woman. Oh, I'm kidding. That woman loved me, boy. That's a good woman there, boy, I promise you. To put up with me, that's a good woman. She said, well, I said, he's just teasing us, baby. He's just teasing us. She said, I wish he quit all that teasing. She said, we got to go by Christmas. I said, I know what you're talking about, baby, but everything going to be fine. So then I go and preach for the guy, a little home missionary. Just a few folks here that night. We had great church. We had 5 get the Holy Ghost. To God be the glory. That's right. Church is over. All of a sudden, his wife stands up and says, honey, I don't never do this, but can I have the mic? He said, well, yeah. So Sister Walton takes the mic and walks to the pulpit and says, I don't know why, but in the middle of the service, the Lord spoke to me and said, Brother Smith was in a test. And I'm thinking, now it's about to happen. I said, God's about to show off. I mean, I knew it right then. I'm just sitting over there thinking, it's about to happen right here. And she said, the Lord spoke to me. And she said, he said, we need to bless Brother Smith because it's during the holidays. And I'm thinking in my mind, well, that's all right. There's about 37 people there. Things begin to happen. People started sowing seed. It was an awesome deal. I got in the truck, and I got out there, called my wife. I said, honey, I said, Lord ain't teasing no more. I said, they gave me my offering, a little brown bag. She said, awesome, really? She said, what's in there? I said, a check. She said, did you look at the check? I said, no, I was just going to wait and get home. She said, Don't wait till you get home. Look at that check and tell me what it is. And I said, the Lord, you know what my bills are and you know what's going to happen. I said, God, so I'm prophesying that what's in this little bag, that it's going to be all you and you're going to take care of everything. And I know this don't happen every day, but I'm going to tell you what happened. I opened up that bag, Bishop, and there was a check in there for $4,800. And I said... And I said, you know what, God? I said, that's just blessings. And then the next day, you see what it did? It got my faith going. Then I started praising God. I wasn't prophesying what was going to happen. I started praising him for what had already happened. And then the next day, I opened up my mailbox, and somebody sent me 15 more hundred. And then the next day, I opened up my mailbox, and I got another 1,500. And then the next day, I go to church, and the doctor walked up to me, and he gave me $1,500. I said, hey, God, this is an awesome deal. I need to take off more. I'm here to tell somebody in this house, when you prophesy, if you'll say, I believe it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If you prophesy and then you start rejoicing, I'm telling you now, God is going to hear what you say. Man, it ain't about money. But it's about believing in God. But see, God put me through a little test. Sometimes we ask God for something, but we really don't really know if it's going to happen or not. I'm here to tell you that it's so electrifying in this house that we can start prophesying. And the next few days, we're going to see unusual miracles. We're going to start prophesying. I'm telling you, you're about to get a raise on your job. You're going to start prophesying, and industries are going to raise up. You start prophesying, and this building's gonna be filled. I know what I know in the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you, can't limit God by unbelief. You can't limit God by unbelief. He said, let God be true and every man a liar. If God gave you a promise, God ain't going to back up on his promise. I'm telling you, your promise is about to happen. But some of you just need to get it in your mind and say, I'm believing that it is going to happen. I'm believing that it's going to happen for me. I'm believing that whatever, it's going to happen right now. Right now. I'm here to tell you in this house that I'm telling you there's unusual miracles about to happen in this place. I'm telling you, we was prophesying, and the God began to just move in the Holy Ghost. And I said, you know what's going to happen? In the middle of service, doors are just going to start swinging open, and people are just going to start walking in, and they're going to walk down to the altar, and they're going to get Jesus, and Jesus is going to get them. And I said, oh, and you know what happened? In that church service that I was in, I was somewhere north, south, east, west of here. They really wasn't for sure if it was going to happen like that. So I got the three, you know, I got the woo three clap, you know. That's when we go, woo. That means that's pretty good. I heard that before, you know, woo. You know, I like this church because y'all get with it, you know. But I've been to some of them. You talk about something good happening and people go, woo. They want to hear the next one, you know, the next statement, you know. But anyway, I said, it's going to happen. Well, I'm just a preaching along, and the door swung open. And I thought, oh, now. I said, well, my help coming now. I said, there it comes. I said, y'all might not believe it, but here it comes. And here come a woman, and she was walking in. And she had 11 girls behind her. And she began to walk this way. I said, hey, mama, how you doing? She said, I'm doing fine. How you doing? I said, I'm doing good. I said, I see you coming in. She said, I heard that this is a place where people still receive the Holy Ghost. Is that true? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I got a girl here with me. Said she used to come here. She said, all these 11 girls are crack addicts. She said they're unwholesome, unwed mothers. And she said, and they were women of the night. And she called them other things. I'm just being nice. And she said, I said, hey, hold on, mama. I said, you done come up in the house of the Lord. Let me tell you something. I said, they were crack addicts. And I said, and they were problem child. And I said they were. I said, but the blood of Jesus is about to cover them. I said the blood of Jesus is about to take away their sins. I said the blood of Jesus is about to. The whole church was standing to their feet. I said, there ain't no sense in stopping, mama. Just come on down. And they just all lined up. I said, how you girls doing? They said, we're doing fine. I said, awesome. I said, we're about to pray, and God is about to forgive. I said, and then when God forgives, he's about to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And as we begin to repent, the Holy Ghost began to fall. I started right here. And as I laid hands, they began to get the Holy Ghost. One by one, and they begin to fill with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And when I got down to mama, I said, mama, how about you? She said, go ahead and give me some of that too. I laid hands on her. She went out talking in tongues. And I'm here to tell you, you better get ready, new life. I said they coming. You better get ready. I said they coming. You better get ready. Yeah. After service, I went to her. I said, what home are you from? She said, we're from the Odyssey home. She said, I got 67 girls just like this. And I said, how? She said, well, that used to be like this. I said, now we talking. She said, can you come tomorrow and preach a little bit to those girls? Me and Brother Joe went down there. We had 28 get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So far as I know, Odyssey House is baptized in Jesus' name. They're coming to church. I'm here to tell you, it don't matter. You can take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I said, take the whole world, but give me Jesus. This world ain't my home. I'm just passing through. My treasure. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. I feel you, God. I feel you, Lord. I'm here to tell you, you need to get it in your mind that God is about to open that floodgate. I'm here to tell you there's going to be more blessings than you're able even to comprehend. I'm here to tell you, I'm prophesying to you. I know what I know in the Holy Ghost. There's going to be people walking up to you and say, what is it different about you? You can say, I've been washed. I've been sanctified. I've been justified by the blood of Jesus. I'm Holy Ghost filled. I'm a tongue talker. I'm a tongue talker. In this house, whatever we want God to do tonight, I'm here to tell you it's gonna happen. If you need a miracle, it's gonna happen. If you need deliverance, it's gonna happen. If you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, congratulations, tonight is your night. There ain't nothing gonna be able to stop us here. I'm telling you now, the power of God is so strong in this house. I believe diseases can be taken care of. Cancer can be dried up. Sugar diabetes and high blood pressure can be gone. Every form of sickness can be loosed from this house and bound in the pits of hell. I'm telling you, in this atmosphere, blind eyes can be opened. Deaf ears can come unstopped. I'm here to tell you, it can happen right here. Great multitudes followed Jesus Christ. Why? Because they saw the miracle-working power that he did. When miracles begin to happen, it's noised abroad. When signs and wonders begin to happen, it's noised abroad. when God begins to put favor. You know what? I had friends for a while going around preaching about the divine visitation of God, divine visitation of God, divine. That's all I kept hearing about, the divine visitation of God. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. That's kind of neat and everything. But I'm laying in the bed one night and I'm talking to the Lord. I said, you know, Lord, everybody's preaching about this divine visitation. I said, God, I need a little revelation. And I'm not saying the Lord spoke to me. I got to be real honest with you. I've never heard the voice of the Lord. If you be honest, most people ain't heard, hello, this is God. I ain't heard it. I never saw no angels, but I know they're real. I know when they're in the house. I never saw no blue haze. I have been in a building when the chandelier started turning in De Quincey, Louisiana. It was awesome. They started turning. It was like a disco ball up there. Them things got to turning, and I looked at Brother Hennigan, and I said, Brother Hennigan, is that normal? He said, what's normal? I said, all that up there. He looked. He said, oh, my Lord, what's going on? I said, I don't know. There must be the presence of the Lord. He said, well, it must be. I said, well, man, if it's that strong, I said, everybody in here ought to get the Holy Ghost. He said, yeah. So that night we had 19 get the Holy Ghost. They just started standing up. And so I have saw chandeliers turn. Now, I don't know if they had them on a button and didn't tell me, but they were turning, man. I'm telling you, I was like, goodness gracious. I just had to take a praise break and watch it for a while because I'd never saw that before. But I know when he's in the house. I know when he wants to bless. And I'm here to tell you, in this house, he wants to touch each and every person that wants to be touched by him. God ain't gonna force himself on you. God ain't gonna force himself and make you do something you don't want to do. But if you want to be touched by the Lord, he wants to touch you. Now, I'm telling you what I know. When the Holy Ghost, his power and his presence is so strong here that anything could happen. Anything can take place because of his presence in this house. So what we need to do in a few minutes is that we're going to have to be sensitive to what God is doing. In a few minutes, we're all going to come to the front as a family, because this is a family kind of church. Amen. This is where miracles take place. Amen. This is where deliverance happens. Amen. This is where signs and wonders happen. Amen. This is where people still receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is where people are baptized in Jesus' name. As far as I'm concerned, this is where life begins. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask everybody to bow your head and close your eyes. Not right now, but in a few minutes. And the reason I'm going to do that is because, number one, I want you to be real with yourself. The second reason I ask people to bow their head and close their eyes is because of the fact we live in a nosy kind of world. And you raise your hand, your neighbor wants to know what you've done. You tell your neighbor, they get outside and get on the cell phone and tell everybody what you've done. And then by the time it gets back to you, it ain't what you've done. But that's just the way the world works. The third reason I ask people to bow their head and close their eyes is because I don't want anyone to say, well, I went down a new life tonight, but I did not get what I needed from Jesus Christ. I want every person in this house to get what they want from Jesus Christ. Okay? And only God can save us. Only God can heal us. Only God can give us miracles. Only God can touch us. No man can do that. Only Jesus Christ can do that. All right? So nobody will call anybody out. No one will embarrass anyone. But in a few minutes, we'll come to the front as a family, and we're going to talk to God and get everything that we need from him. But no one will call you out. No one will embarrass you. But in a few minutes, we'll all come to the front as a family. Fair enough? Yeah. All right. God is about to touch every person that wants to be touched. I want everybody to bow your head and close your eyes. This is between you and Jesus Christ. Anybody in this house here, Tonight you've got pain in your body right now. Would you lift your hand? You got pain in your body. Got hands all across the building here. You can put them down. Before you lift your hand, listen to me. Every time you take a step forward, the enemy, the liar, the deceiver, Lucifer by name, pushes you two steps back. For some, it might be your marriage. For some, it might be your relationship. For some, it might be your finances. For some, it might be your workplace. For some, it might be your ministry. You're talking to the Lord, and every time you try to do something in the kingdom of God, it seems like the enemy comes in like a flood. But you're here in this house here tonight, and you feel the power and the presence of God. If you are feeling something in your body, you're feeling something electrifying, I'm just letting you know in case you don't, that is the presence of God. But every time you try to do something for the kingdom of God, it seems like the devil comes in like a flood and messes things up for you. But you're in this house here tonight, and you say, no longer do I want to fight with the things of this world. But God, I'm going to lay them in your lap, and I'm going to let you take care of my situation. And you're in this house here tonight. Would you lift your hand? Hands all across this building. You can put them down. Anybody in this house here tonight, you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Let me explain what that is. It is a gift that comes from God. No one can give it to you. No one can pour it onto you. No one can shake it into you. But it is a true gift that comes from God. Just because you don't have this gift, that doesn't mean something's wrong with you. That just means you haven't received the gift of the Holy Ghost yet. But it is available, and God wants to give it to each and every person all across the world. But here's how the gift works. It's a gift as you begin to pray in your own prayer time. Talking to God, you begin to feel his power and his presence. And that language begins to come to you. It's not a language that you speak, but it's a heavenly language. And through the book of Acts on, it was called the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue, or the evidence of speaking in tongues. And as far as you know, in your time with God, praying, you've never spoke that heavenly language like they did in the Bible. Just because you haven't done it, that doesn't mean something's wrong. That just means you haven't received that gift. Would you lift your hand? Anybody? I see hand. I see hand. I see hand. I see hand. I see another hand. I see another hand. Another hand. I see another hand. Beautiful. I see another hand. Beautiful. You can put them down. And before you leave here, you would like to receive that gift. You'd like to receive it. Would you lift your hand? I see hands. I see hands. I see hands. Beautiful. I see hands. I see hands. I see hands. Thank you. Put them down. Anybody in this house, you've had the gift of the Holy Ghost before, but you need a renewing in that gift. Would you lift your hand? You need a renewing. I see hands across the building. That's beautiful. You can put them down. You can lift your head and open your eyes. I can safely say here tonight that about 60 or 70% of the church lifted their hands. What does that let me know? That lets me know that God has found favor. Not that something's wrong, but that God has found favor. I'd like our altar ministers to come, our ministry staff, you know who you are, line up across the front. And if everybody else would back up, if you're not on that staff, for right now. In a few minutes, we're all going to come to the front, and we're going to repent. We're going to ask the Lord to forgive us. For the ones that need miracles or signs and wonders in your body, or you need situations to be taken care of, I want you to listen to me. We're going to talk to the Lord. We're going to command it to be loosed from us and bound in the pits of hell, and God is going to do that. There was many people here that needed the Holy Ghost. There were some children also that raised their hands that needed the Holy Ghost. And adults, and there was children, and there was adults that said they wanted a renewing in the Holy Ghost. All right? Everybody is going to be prayed for here tonight. Might take a little while to get to you because 70% of the church is going to be in the altar. You might be next to a friend, a family member, a co-worker. You might be next to a guest that you've never met. Don't come by yourself. Ask them, would you like to come pray with me? I promise you. No one's going to pull on you. No one's going to shake on you. But we're going to believe and pray that God is going to hear every word that you say. Whatever you ask from the Lord, I believe that it's going to happen. I love to see signs and wonders and miracles. I love God to work things out. But far as I'm concerned, the greatest miracle of all is salvation. I can go to heaven crippled. I can go to heaven with a few problems. But I can't go to heaven without the gift of the Holy Ghost and being baptized in Jesus' name. So to me, that's the greatest gift of all. That's why I like to pray for people that want the Holy Ghost first, and then we continue to pray. But I've learned something in services like this that's so powerful. Some of you will receive your miracle before anybody ever gets to you. Pain will leave your body before anybody ever gets to you. It'll happen. There'll be other folks, you saying, well, my problems are situations outside of the four walls. What's going to happen for me? I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to begin to feel an anointing oil from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. It is a sign from God that when you get to your situation will be different because it's God. Now, I'd like the whole house to stand. Many people lifted their hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost or a renewing in the Holy Ghost. I told you no one was going to call you out or embarrass you. I told you no one was going to point you down. But in a few minutes, we were all going to come to the front as a family. Right here in this front section, every person that needed a renewing in the Holy Ghost, or you wanted the Holy Ghost for the very first time, I want you to begin to make your way first. I'm going to let you come first. I want you to come stand right here in the center. Right here in the center. If you lifted your hand, I saw folks that lifted their hands. Bring your neighbor. Bring your neighbor. Ask your neighbor, do you want to come? It's all right. I see people getting worried. Come on. Here they come. They all coming. Come on. People say, well, we got some children coming. They need the Holy Ghost too. My God. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you ought to be real happy. Some of your babies are about to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Mama and daddy, if you got a child down here, you better get happy because your baby's about to get the Holy Ghost. All right. Could y'all come up a little bit? Could y'all come up? Y'all come on up some. Here we go. Here we go. Y'all come on up. Now. All right. This is awesome. This is awesome. We had a little kid revival. I shouldn't say kid, a young baby revival, whatever you want to call it. I guess we ain't found the proper word for that yet, huh? Where I'm from, we're just kids, you know. But we had 43 receive the Holy Ghost in our kids' revival just a few weeks back. Sunday school teachers, get ready. All right, now here's what we're going to do. In a few minutes before we start praying, we're going to repent. Now, if you had other needs in your body, you had needs, situations, I want you to begin to make your way down to the front. Just fill in all across the building. If you had situations, just fill in all across the building. Now, Altar Ministries, when somebody receives the Holy Ghost, I want you to let us know when they receive it. But before we start praying, we got to repent. Before we start praying for them, we're going to repent. I'm waiting on everybody to come down. Let's just hold up a minute. It ain't going to kill the spirit. It's all right. They're still coming down. You can fill in all across the sides here, both sides. Just fill in. Could y'all just come down this way? Just come down this way. Just keep coming down. Can y'all scoot on down some more? There we go. Can we scoot on down this way? I want everybody to get to the front close as possible. Come on down this way. Come on down this way. It don't matter where you're at. Just get on down here. Altar ministers, I want you to listen to us. When somebody that you know does not have the Holy Ghost and they begin to receive it, let us know so we can keep track and tell the devil he is such a liar that people are still getting the Holy Ghost. It's going to happen. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to repent. I want everybody to listen to me now. Everybody that wants the gift of the Holy Ghost, after you repent, all you got to start doing is saying, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. And you're going to hear that language come in your mind. It won't be a language that you speak. It'll be a heavenly language. And when you hear that language, just begin to let it flow out, and you will be receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the ones that need miracles and you need situations to be gone in your life, just loose that situation from you. Call it by name. Bind it in the pits of hell. Begin to thank God and let God do the rest. Are you ready to repent? Let's do it together. Say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me of everything that I've thought, that I've said, that I've done, or that I've heard. Forgive me, Lord, of things I don't even realize I have done. Forgive me, Lord, of everything I've thought, everything I've said, everything I've done, everything I've heard. Forgive me, Lord, of things I don't even realize I have done. I give myself 100% to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my miracle. Thank you, Lord, for my deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for filling me with the gift of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. I want us to lift our hands. I want you to begin to pray all across this house. Altar ministers, find someone. Begin to pray. Begin to lay hands. It's going to happen right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, receive ye the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Begin to speak that heavenly language in Jesus' name. Let them begin to receive it right now. In the name of Jesus, let it happen right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 As you hear it in your mind, begin to receive it right now. As you hear it in your mind, begin to speak it out right now. Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's the Holy Ghost. There's one right there. We've already had two, so that makes three. We had two earlier in the service. That makes three right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. It's going to happen. Begin to speak that heavenly language right now. If you've never received it, begin to speak it out right now. Right here. Elder said that she's speaking in tongues right there. That's number four right there. Come on. Come on. Let's believe it's happening right now. Said there's another one right there. There's number five right there. Which one? Right here? He got the Holy Ghost? That's number six. Is she talking in tongues, Mama? That's number seven right there. Come on, we got children getting the Holy Ghost. Come on, mamas and daddies and Sunday school teachers, you better be happy. That's number seven right there. Young lady right there is receiving the Holy Ghost. I think that's number seven or eight. I'm sorry. I lost count. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. There it is. There's another one right here. I don't know who it is. Just get in there. Thank you. of total, receive the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, God's about to fill them up. God's about to let them talk in tongues. God's about to let it happen right now. Receive ye the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on, church. We can't stop praying. We can't stop giving up. We can't do it right now. That's number nine right there. That's number nine. Let's keep giving God high praise. That's number nine right there. Come on, we got more young people receiving the Holy Ghost. It's going to happen right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Yeah.
Like Jesus, can't nobody.